on the opposite sideline, on your home field?
Yeah, it's going to feel different. I think Coach Reed meant a lot of players here and to this franchise, so it'll definitely be different calling him in that red.
What does Andy Reid mean to you?
I'm sorry?
What does he mean to you?
My relationship with Coach Reed, and there's so many good things I can say about him. He's an excellent person. I think people don't really realize how good of a person he really was. I think to the media, he showed a different type of person, and to the players, he was something else. I mean, the guy that made jokes and kind of got the best out of all the players. I think no matter how bad the team was doing or how bad things were for the team, he always found a way to motivate us, get us to play and be focused. So, we definitely miss him, but I mean, it's football, it's a business. I think it's different when a coach comes back to play a team than a player. I think a player has so much more to kind of gain or he looks forward to playing that team. For a coach, I mean, he's a coach. So he won't physically be out in the field. You know, that's a new team. They don't really know how to portray it. You know, coming from a place for 14 years and then going somewhere playing. So I don't think it'll be that big a difference for the players.
That being said, does he have any sort of advantage in the fact that he knows you guys as well as anyone could know you?
I won't say that. I think he has an advantage as far as knowing our playing style. But we have a totally different offense, a totally different defense. So I don't think it's a big advantage for him to tell his team. And Coach Reed, knowing him, he's the type of guy, man. He's going to tell him the things he knows about us. Hey, McCoy can do this, he can do that. Deshaun, Michael Vick. And that's really it. And you can actually see that from watching tape. I think we're a very explosive offense. So I know for sure he's going to tell him to kind of contain us.
How important is it for you to get back playing again after, obviously a tough loss the other day?
It's important. I think that's the only way that we kind of can get over that loss. You know, last week, short week, you get a W, you go 2-1, a small break and get ready for that next game. So I think it helped us out a lot.
That defense, Kansas City, what do you know about them and how tough are they?
I mean, they look good. They definitely look good. I think that's probably the right team for Coach Reed. I mean, he's used to having talent, and they have tons of it. I think if the front seven is pretty good and they play well together, secondary. So far, that's probably the most complete defense we've played.
Is there any extra pressure then to kind of make sure you have a chance to make the plays to get it done because of that defense? Is there any extra pressure so much to make the plays?
I don't know. I think with this type of offense we have, it's all about us. You know, can we convert? Can we make the plays? You know, so it's hard to really look at the other defense and expect them to do so well. I think it falls on the offense. I think the type of offense we do have that puts points up, that's fast-paced, that scores, that gets tons of yards, I think it comes down to the offense. Can we execute like we've been doing the last 2 weeks?
That's really what it comes down to is execution. I mean, you guys are going to kind of run the same speed, do the same things, but you got to score touchdowns, not kick two.
That's the thing, yeah. I think sometimes when we get a jam where we'll drive up the whole field and we'll take three. I think with this defense we're playing, that's to be the difference. I think we have to get in there and score on long drives. You know, if we have to take three, we have to take three. But majority of the time, and majority of them long drives, we want to get seven.
Does it make any difference that it's a short week with the way your offense plays?
I think it's an advantage for us. Kind of prepare for all the different looks that we'll give them, different runs, different passes. You got to prepare for so much for this offense. I think with a short week, it's kind of harder to really game plan for the type of players we have on offense, for sure. So I'm waiting to see. I know Coach Reed, he's a tough coach. He's a mastermind. He'll find a way to get it done. So it'll be a good game. But I think after that loss, as a team, this is a game we need to win. It's a must-win type of game.
Sean, there's a lot of talk about the sports science. And have you noticed that with recovery and all that kind of stuff?
I think so.
Two games?
The biggest thing from not having it, I think for 4 years, and me my fifth year, and actually being introduced to it. Coach, he definitely concentrates on the recoveries. He monitors, how much we run, how far we run, how hard we're working. You know, so there's the days you want to kind of dog it. He keeps track of it. So I think it helps us out because it lets you know, how do you have to prepare, preparation and getting treatments, things like that, the small things. Where everybody sees you on Sunday playing, but them type of things kind of carry over when you take care of your body from Monday all the way to Saturday. So I think it matters.
Helps you on a short week like this?
Yeah, I feel a difference, yeah. Where I want to say I'll be so sore after certain games, where lately I haven't been that sore. I think it's a difference.
Between Andy's return and Donovan's return, what kind of atmosphere do you hope you have for Thursday?
Well, I can't really get into you know, Donovan, I'm proud of him, happy for him. And Coach Reed, I'm going to give him a hug, and, you know, I'm going to give him a big hug and tell how much I miss him. But we got to play the game. That's the main focus. As players, I think this whole week we've done a great job just staying focused, you know, and concentrating on what's important. And what's important is the win.
Coach,